The Head of Hair by Guy de Maupassant.
The walls of the cell were bare and whitewashed. A narrow, barred window, so high that it could not easily be reached, lighted this little room. The crazy man, seated on a straw chair, looked at us with a fixed eye, vague and haunting. He was thin, with wrinkled cheeks and almost white hair that one would think had grown white in a few months. His clothes seemed too large for his dried-up limbs, his shrunken chest and hollow body. One felt that this man had been ravaged by his thoughts, by a thought as fruit is by a worm. His madness, his idea was there in his head, obstinate, harassing, devouring. It was eating his body, little by little. It, the invisible, the impalpable, the unseizable, the immaterial idea, gnawed his flesh, drank his blood, and extinguished his life. What a mystery, that this man should be killed by a thought. He is an object of fear and pity, this madman. What strange dream, frightful and deadly, can dwell in his forehead, to fold such profound and ever-changing wrinkles in it? The doctor said to me,
"He has terrible paroxysms of rage, and is one of the most singularly demented people I have ever seen. His madness is of an amorous, erotic kind. He is a sort of necrophile. He has written a journal which shows as plainly as daylight the malady of his mind."